Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Zach Garside with another episode of the podcast. Today at Digital Marketer, we had a Lab Elite workshop with Mr. Marcus Murphy. And Marcus Murphy is Digital Marketer's resident LinkedIn expert. He's a member of the LinkedIn Advisory Board. He used to work for LinkedIn. Also has some experience at Yelp when they were a small up-and-coming company. And now he's the director of monetization at Digital Marketer. So he's a pretty amazing guy. And I'll tell you what, LinkedIn, as I learned today, is an amazing tool. Most people are on LinkedIn, like most people who have a career or job are on LinkedIn, but like no people are using LinkedIn, not just to its full potential, but right. Thank you, Carr, for telling me that. But nobody's using LinkedIn, not just to its full potential, but right. So that was pretty awesome to learn about all the features of LinkedIn and how to utilize it effectively to grow your business and also your personal brand, which I know for myself being a young college student and trying to figure out, you know, what's the rest of life look like, that was extremely helpful. So the thing I want to share about LinkedIn, though, and from what I learned from this training that's applicable to all of us pretty much, is, it's this. We were talking about sending messages. Let me get into this lane here. Please let me in. Please let me in. Thank you. Okay. We were talking about sending messages to people that you want to connect with on LinkedIn, right? So you send a connection request, and with that connection request, you send a message, send a note to make it more personal, right? Now, I've been on the fence about this for a while because I've heard that that's a good thing to do, but at the same time, every time I get a personal note from somebody who sends a connection request, it's usually them offering their services. You know what I mean? Hey, Zach, I'm an expert in SEO or funnel building, or I'm a life coach, or I'm a nutrition and health coach. And they don't explicitly say, like, hey, want to buy my stuff, but they always, you know, like, imply, if you ever need anything, let me know. If you have any questions, I'm here to help in any way that I can. And it's just uncomfortable because what am I supposed to say to that? You know, like, it's like a complete stranger coming up to you and saying, hey, Zach, I'm really good at this thing. If you need any help, let me know. And I'm thinking, first of all, I have no idea who you are. Like, please go away. Second of all, you don't even know if I need that thing that you're taught, that you're good at. You know, you're assuming. Why don't you get to know me first? Why don't we become friends first, right? So that's why I'm hesitant to send those messages. Number one, because people often send messages that make me feel like they're just trying to get something out of it, you know? They're just trying to get me to ask them questions or something, or ask for their help when I don't even know who they are and I don't even know if I need their help. And then second, that is so common. That has gotten to a point where even I, when I send connection requests and I try to add a personal note, even if I don't even mention selling or the name of my company or what I even do, people assume that I'm trying to sell them something. Last week, I sent this message with a connection request, basically saying something to the effect of, hey, we work in the same industry, I noticed, and I really want to connect with people who share my love for trying to help this industry out. I'd love to connect with you and learn from you, and thanks. Something to that effect, right? And the guy responded back and said, hey, Zach, I'll accept this connection request for now, but please no sales stuff. If I need something, I'll reach out to you. And I'm thinking, does this guy even know what I do? You know, like, I literally mentioned nothing about sales at all in the message. But he thought that the reason I'm sending this connection and this note is because I must be wanting to get something out of him, right? So that just sucked, you know? And I was like, you know, it was just, man, that's not what I'm trying to do. Like, that's not the message I'm trying to send here. So I raised my hand and I told that to Marcus today in the LinkedIn training. I said, this is my experience with sending messages to people and receiving messages to people when I try to connect with them. What do you think? And so he says, tell them straight up what you just told me, that you're not trying to sell anything. Like, just say it. Let them know, hey, first things first, like, let's get this out of the way. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm really trying to build connections. I just want to, you know, learn from you or whatever. Let them know why you want to connect. And I thought, well, that should be obvious. Like, dude, I'm the start with why guy. You know, I'm totally obsessed with that whole thing. So I was like, okay, let's try it. So I found a guy on LinkedIn. I won't say his name, but he's a pretty big influencer in the home services industry where I work with Power Selling Bros. And I wanted to connect with him. I thought, well, let's try this out with somebody who's obviously got some influence, someone who knows what they're doing in the industry. And I sent him a connection request, and I put a note with it that said, hey, your name. First of all, I'm not selling anything. So I said that straight up, like word for word. First of all, I'm not selling anything. I'm a big fan of your work in training and coaching. And I also work in the home services industry. I want to connect so that I can associate with other people who care about the industry like I do. And that was what I said. And he responded back within like an hour. And he said, hey, Zach, that has got to be the most honest response I have had in several months, is what he said back. I can't remember if he said several months or some time. But he said, that's the most honest response I've gotten from somebody in several months. So I'll be honest with you too. And I'm like, whoa, that's cool. You know, like he basically just complimented me on my honesty. And then he said, we have a training department of 4 people and they're doing amazing. We don't need any help there. Our marketing department is killing it. And we've got 48% growth year to date. Don't need help there. And I'm like, cool. So like that, you're set. I mean, you're in a good position. I'm glad, you know, that's great. And then he says, but if I do, I'll let you know. I appreciate the connection request and look forward to sharing with you. And I thought, dude, that is freaking awesome. Okay. First of all, let's break that down for a moment.
I'm trying to
not speak in such a high voice like I normally do because my throat always hurts so bad when I record these podcasts. So first thing let's look at is when I said, first of all, I'm not selling anything. That was my honesty, right? I'm not selling anything. Like, let me just be clear here. And then I told him why I wanted to connect. I wanted to connect because he's in the same industry. I care about the industry. I'm a big fan of his work. And he started off by saying, I appreciate the honesty. Let me be honest with you too. And he told me all about his business. He told me he's got 48% growth year to date. He's got an amazing training department of 4 people. They're killing it. And he doesn't need any help. I mean, wouldn't you much rather have somebody share? In that message right there, by explicitly saying I wasn't trying to sell him something and the real reason why I wanted to connect with him, he told me what most salespeople would probably kill to know. People want to know what your growth is like. They want to know how many people you've got doing the job that you do within their company. They want to know how your teams are doing. And he shared that all with me simply because I was being totally honest with him and upfront. And I thought, that's so cool. So I told Marcus that, and he was like, that's freaking awesome. And then he had me share it during the second part of the workshop. That's amazing, you know? So what can we learn from this? Well, first of all, you got to be honest. Like, be honest, be straightforward. People aren't stupid. Like, people are smart. And so people aren't stupid. Don't try to trick them or dupe them or deceive them. Be straight up. Be honest about what your intentions are. You know, as Simon Sinek says, start with why. And you can build some trust. You can establish your honesty. And people open up to you a lot quicker, right? Let me give you another example that proves this is true. And if you are friends with us and you've done this, like friends with us as in me and Melissa and you've done this, like I'm just being honest with you about what I think about this and what I think about you when you do this. But when myself and Melissa, especially Melissa, get messages that sound like this, we cringe. Okay, when we get messages to say, hey Melissa, how are you? How's your family? Your little guy is getting so big. I hope you guys are doing well and congratulations on the new pregnancy. We should get together sometime. By the way, I'm now selling Mary Kay crap. I'm now selling, I don't even know what the names of the brands are. Lip Sense or whatever it is. I'm selling Mary Kay or the others. home craft or makeup things, and I'm throwing a little party for people to try out different products, and I wanted to see if you wanted to come. I think you would really get a lot out of it. And I'm like, boo, delete this message right now. I'm unfollowing you from Facebook. Maybe I'll unfriend you, but I'm at least unfollowing you. I'll let you be friends, but I don't want to see anything you post on my Facebook anymore. Like, come on, people. I'm not an idiot, you know? If I haven't spoken to you in like 6 months or a year, and you send me or my wife a message that says, hey, Zach, how are you? It's been such a long time. I'm not an idiot. I know where this is going, you know? Like, you can't butter me up. It's been so long. I hope you guys are doing well. I see that you're having a new baby. That's awesome. By the way, I'm doing financial planning now, and I really wanted to sit down with you and meet with you and see if maybe something we do could help you out. Or I'm doing mortgage loans now, and I really wanted to see if you guys need any help or if there's anything I can do to help you out. I'm like, dude, do I look stupid? Like, is there something on my back? Please do not send me or anyone else a message that goes like that. Like, I beg of you. And then you say, but Zach, what am I supposed to say then? Like, I've got to use my network. Okay, first of all, your friends on Facebook are your friends. They're not your prospects or your clients. You do not get to just transform the friend relationship into the client relationship with the snap of a finger. Maybe over time, as you start to transform the relationship and build certain elements of business into it, but you don't just get to turn it into a business relationship with the snap of a finger and say, oh, well, I'm friends with this person, so they're obviously going to like what I'm selling. No, okay, that is absolute nonsense. So that's first and foremost, okay? Secondly, this is a message for all my network marketer friends, all right? If you do insist on using your Facebook friend list as your, like, basically your prospect list for your network marketing or whatever business it is, you know, Mary Kay or maybe financial planning, whichever it is, if you really insist on using your Facebook friends list as your list of prospects, this is how your message should go. This is what it should sound like. You should say, hey, Zach, I'll be honest. Like, let's just be clear with each other. Let me declare my intent right up front with you here, okay? I'll be honest. I just got into financial planning. And I'm trying to get started. If you would be willing, I'd love to sit down with you and practice sharing my message with people. And if it's something you're interested in, if not, I'd really appreciate some practice for sharing my message. By the way, it's been a long time. How are you? Hope things have been good. I heard you had a baby. Congratulations. That's awesome. We should get together sometime. Thanks. You know? That is how your message should go. All I did was I reversed the order of information. You see? And this is something I learned from a Simon Sinek video I watched. It's probably been like a year or two now. But rather than come out and say, hey, it's been a long time. You're awesome. Wow, good friend. Congratulations on everything you've been doing. It looks amazing. By the way, I'm selling this bullcrap now. Okay, don't do that. Just flip the order of information. Let's be honest with each other right off the bat. Just state your intention. Straight up tell me in that message, hey, Zach, I recently got into financial planning. Hey, Melissa, I recently started selling Mary Kay products. And I would really appreciate it, or I was hoping that you would be willing to come to this party I'm doing to get started so that I can practice selling this stuff and maybe get and maybe you can help me, give me some feedback, get my message out there. I promise I won't try to sell you anything or pressure you into anything. If you like it, of course you're willing to buy stuff, but my intent is just to practice, get better at this stuff. I thought you might like it. By the way, it's been a long time, right? Just tell me what your intention right up front, you know? And you might be thinking, well, Zach, you're kind of stumbling through this example that you're giving. Yes, I'm stumbling through this example, but that's not the point. The point is that I'm being honest. I'm being straight up honest, declaring my intention right from the get-go. I'm not beating around the bush saying things like, oh, well, heck, it's been so long. You and your family look like you're doing so well. Congratulations on all you've been through. I'm just being straight up and I'm being honest. Even if I do stumble a bit, I'm being honest. And that That is the key, my friends. You got to be just honest with people here. So, moral of the story, what I learned today, be honest. Be straight up. Tell people what you're thinking. Tell people the real, start with why. Tell people the real reason why you're sending them a message, why you're reaching out now. Do not do any of this beat around the bush crap. This applies to everything. Like, when you want to reach out to a family member or a friend that you haven't spoken to in a long time, don't beat around the bush. Like, don't be that guy that goes, hey, how are you guys? It's been so long. Yeah, tell me about your life. What are you doing? What are you doing for work now? Oh, wow, that's all really amazing. So listen, I was hoping I could ask you for a favor. Like, you were just buttering me up. You really don't care about any of those things you just asked me about. You were just buttering me up so you could ask me for a favor. I'm not an idiot, you know? Just tell me, right up front. Just be like, hey, Zach, I know it's been a really, really long time, and the reason I'm calling is because I've got this thing, and I was really hoping that you could help me out. You know, do you think you could help me out with this? And I'll be more than happy. You know, I'll be like, yeah, sure, totally, I'll help you out. Oh man, that would be really amazing. I'm really grateful for that. By the way, how are things? How are you guys? That would go so much better. That's such a good way to have that conversation. But if you try to deceive me, if you try to beat around the bush, I will know. I promise I will know. Maybe I should just... Man, my throat is hurting because my voice is getting all high again. Man, I gotta figure out how to talk so my throat doesn't hurt. But maybe next time somebody sends me a message like that, or like wants to be my 15th financial planner, or Melissa's 800th Mary Kay salesperson, maybe I'll just send them this podcast recording. Anyway, that's what I've got for you today. You should all learn about LinkedIn. In fact, what you should do, if you're into LinkedIn at all, or you're trying to figure out how do I beef up my LinkedIn profile and actually make like a halfway good one, you should go to Digital Marketer Lab Elite. Look it up on Google, Digital Marketer Lab Elite, and sign up for the free. This is what I did like a year ago when I was into digital marketing. I went to Digital Marketer, I signed up for a 14-day trial for free, so I didn't pay anything. I completed their entire content marketing certification in 14 days, and then I canceled my account before they could bill me. So I basically got to do an entire content marketing certification for free. Awesome, right? Go to Digital Marketer Lab Elite. That's the name of the product. Sign up for a free trial, and complete the Craft an All-Star LinkedIn Profile Workshop. And then once you're done with the workshop, cancel your account and you won't have to pay anything. And boom, you just got like the best LinkedIn training on the internet, basically. So that's what you should do if you want to beef up your LinkedIn profile. Hope you guys have an amazing day. I'm really looking forward to what tomorrow brings, and I'll talk to you later.